little more pathetic. I thought you were wrong, Pat.
Have a nice trip.
Hi, Rick. I'm on vacation. You're running for governor.
Tell me more about
that. You're serious about it.
Hi.
Are you still
live and let live. Yeah.
Everybody heard that terribly dangerous drug. Carbon monoxide or smog.
And DDT,
that's a really dangerous drug. My wife and my family, my friends, use the God-given chemicals to make us happy and high when it's relevant and appropriate.
Are you on any drugs, though?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, I had a glass of wine on the plane. It's my religion and my family's religion that we try to have a mind-blowing God experience once a week.
Well, when do you have it generally? What day?
It's all in the hands of this logical force.
What day this week did you have this mind-blowing experience?
Well, I'm having it right now.
Putting our bodies.
How do you feel about marijuana?
No. I think it's one of God's greatest gifts to man. Can we go home?
Sure.
All right, let's go home.
When we say political party, man, we mean party and celebration. The function of government should be to make people free and happy. The old party is just no fun. They're just uptight. The first sentence in the Declaration of Independence said, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Pursuit of happiness means the right to get high. There was a time, you know, a couple of years ago, when everybody knew that the Vietnam War was a scam, but there was no prominent politician who would stand up and say so. It just takes one or two people to stand up and righteously, you know, to say where it's at. The Black Panthers, for 20, 30 years in this country, we had this civil rights integration thing, the aim of which was to make the blacks become uptight middle-class whites. It just took a few of those young kids, and I want you to know they were all outlaw kids, black kids from California, from Oakland, which is my home turf. Bobby Seale and Eldridge Cleaver and those guys, they said, come on, man, we don't want to be grays. We don't want to become whitey's man. We want our own thing. Black is beautiful. Just took a few of them to say that, and then everyone wakes up and says, yeah, man, that's right. California, we're all dying of that terrible, dangerous, evil drug, you know, carbon monoxide. The morals of this country have changed. The kids just don't buy that old uptight, keep your legs crossed, Puritan ethic. Aim of the game is to feel good. And the function of government is to get everyone high and feeling good. The problems that face California or Massachusetts, the United States, are not that insoluble. The guys in power are so old-fashioned, so rigid, that they're just messing up in every way possible. The function of government should be to put itself out of business and get control and power back in the hands of the people, back to the neighborhood, back to the small group, and get the money and the control back where it belongs. Everyone in this country today knows what drugs do, knows what marijuana does. They know what LSD does. They know what booze does. They know what nicotine does. They know what smog does. There's no point educating people about drugs anymore. I mean, everyone knows where it's at. There are good drugs and bad drugs. That is, they're drugs that get you high and make you feel sexy and loving and happy. And everyone knows which drugs there are. Now, these are the drugs that the government's after. If a bunch of people smoke marijuana, they're not going to fight in Vietnam. If a bunch of people are high in marijuana, they're not going to hassle their black neighbor. You know, they're feeling too good to be uptight and mean. The government does not want marijuana around because marijuana blows the whole white middle class scene. Do you know that there are 300 million people in the world that smoke marijuana? There are more people that smoke marijuana than there are members of the American middle class. Matter of fact, there are more people that smoke marijuana than there are Americans. There are 300 million people that use marijuana. Maybe that's a majority. There are more people that use marijuana than there are Protestants, and almost as many as there are Christians. There are about 100 times more people that use marijuana in the world than there are Jews and Unitarians all combined. We're a majority. We're the largest religious group in the world. All through the East, the holy men and the shamans, they use marijuana for meditative purposes. Most of the great holy books have come out of that Ganges River where those fellas sit around stoned on hashish they get the old rhythm going and they pass it on to us. The old notion is that a drug that makes you feel good, like booze, you know, and you stagger around and say, hey, I'm great, I'm the best one on the block. That's not what we mean by feeling good or getting high. Getting high is that sense of union and of revelation and of wonder and of merging with something that's bigger than yourself. And if you've never been there, well, when marijuana is legal, you're in for a glorious surprise. There's going to be one moment, it's going to come very soon, is going to be that last person necessary to turn on, will turn on, and like a click, the whole, you know, they'll all just start laughing. And there's going to be a convulsive ripple of laughter going around the country. Vietnam, wow, come on. The draft, come on. Compulsory education, come on. Reagan and Nixon and Humphrey, come on. Who are you kidding? Get the notion of sin away from law, that if someone likes to make love differently than from you, you put them in jail. If somebody likes to read a different book than you, you put them in jail. If somebody'd rather get high smoking grass than have a bad trip with booze, you put them in jail. State of California, there are 2 million people that smoke marijuana. Now, if they all pay $1,000 annual fee, and most of them will be glad to pay $1,000, well, they can pay on time, you can play now and pay later. The average person would rather pay that tax, and then he wouldn't have to worry about being arrested and going to jail and $1,000 bail and $10,000 lawyer fee. It comes out better for the grass smoker. If the 2 million marijuana smokers in California buy the tax, we'd raise $2 billion. If you want to do any of these asocial things, you have to pay a heavy tax, like this $1,000 tax to smoke marijuana, $1,000 tax to produce smog, it's $1,000 tax to drink hard liquor, it's $1,000 tax to own a gun, it's $1,000 tax to prostitution, abortion, bigamy, whatever people want to do, you can't stop it. I mean, if you really love your sin, I mean, you should be willing to pay for it. All right, well, let's get away with the plenaries, and let's start to wheel and deal here. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.